Now I'm going to be joined on the phone by Barbara Jennings. And Barbara, you're reporting from the Improvised Music Company this morning, is that right?
That's right. I'm sitting here with Aoife Kilcallan from the Improvised Music Company, and they do amazing work here. They've been in operation since 1991. Aoife, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barbara.
And what is the Improvised Music Company? What do you do?
Well, we're a not-for-profit resource for jazz and world music. We put on maybe about 40 to 50 concerts a year, around mostly in Dublin, but around Ireland as well, as well as two jazz festivals. And we also are a resource for musicians working in jazz-related music that we try to support them and help them in their endeavours in Ireland and around the world.
And you have events coming up, don't you?
So we normally have about 3 to 4 gigs every month. Coming up at the moment, we're gearing up towards our annual festival, 12 Points, which is a festival of young European jazz. 12 Points takes place in Dublin every second year and then in a random European city on alternate years. So this year we're going to be up in Umeå in Sweden, in northern Sweden, which will be from the 10th to 12th of April. So we're just gearing up towards that now because it's a big operation. We bring 12 bands from all over Europe together, and it's kind of like a jazz conference and a showcase, and we also bring in promoters and media. So it's a great opportunity for the young musicians who are involved. And yeah, and then so this year getting to Sweden is a bit of the extra logistics, but it's a great event, and then we'll be back in Dublin in the Project Arts Centre in spring 2015. So that's kind of the main thing that we have that's coming up immediately. But then we also have a lot of like local events. So in May, we're going to have a few gigs going on. One of them, which is This Is How We Fly, which are a group with Cuíven Ó Rathaillíog, who's from the Gloaming. You might know them. They're like a kind of a modern trad group. So this is a project of his, which will be in the Button Factory on the 8th of May. Just kind of contemporary music meets trad music meets jazz, so a real mix of things. Then on the 14th of May, we have an American saxophonist called Tony Malaby, who'll be playing in the Bello Bar in Dublin. And then again, at the end of May, we have a Brazilian violinist called Ricardo Hertz. So it's all kind of a selection of jazz and world folk music, which is what we do mostly. And our big Irish event is our annual festival, Down With Jazz, which takes place in Meeting House Square on the June Bank Holiday weekend. So that'll be 3 days of Irish jazz, world blues music. A great event, like it's kind of a gathering of all the best that we have going on here in Ireland for 3 days of the festival. So so we're preparing for that as well now, which, because it's not too far away, summer's coming soon. Down With Jazz, it will be the third year that it's running. It started in 2012. The idea behind it was that in the 1930s in Ireland, there was a big anti-jazz movement. It was seen as like the devil's music that people were very against. The church and the state in particular were very against it. They thought it was going to corrupt the Irish population. So they were trying to ban jazz from the radios and from the dance halls. So when we heard about this sort of era, we decided that it would be a great theme for our jazz festival. So the whole festival was sort of based on, we got all this great materials from like the newspaper archives and stuff about kind of anti-jazz protests. So we've kind of used that as a theme, like a tongue-in-cheek, obviously, because we are a jazz festival, but we're using the kind of, you know, Down With That sort of thing theme behind it in our artwork and in our kind of storyline. So that's been great fun doing that, and it's kind of a big part of cultural history, you know, at that time as Ireland was kind of figuring out its identity through music and all that. So that'll be coming up now. We don't have the programme confirmed, but the programme will be out in probably end of April. And you can see that and all the other events on our website, which is just improvisedmusic.ie, our Facebook page, which would be either Improvised Music or IMC Dublin, if you search that way, where you get like up-to-date information.
Absolutely fantastic. Can I ask you a question? Is it the great, or do you deal with the famous and the not so famous in this company?
Well, I suppose, we deal with everybody from, you know, music students in Dublin that we'd be heavily involved with the New Park, the kind of jazz school out in Blackrock. And we sometimes will go out there and maybe give them talks about, you know, working in the jazz industry or being a professional musician. And then obviously we've a very close involvement with a lot of musicians working in Dublin. And then we'd have artists from all over the world, really, like, so different levels of sometimes we bring people over who might be quite obscure, but we think it's kind of almost a duty to show people what's happening out there in the world. So sometimes we bring bands or artists in who are very high profile, and it's a big show, big entertainment, something that would be in, say, Vicar Street or something. And then a lot of times we also bring in smaller acts that are doing something really different and interesting. So they might only have 50 people out to see the gig, but it's kind of almost like a way of, I suppose, showing people, or maybe not necessarily educating them, but like showing what's out there in the music. So it's a huge variety of people, all age groups from all over the world, all different styles, but I suppose with the jazz as a unifying piece in it.
Is jazz popular in Ireland and Dublin, or is it, you know, a small cliquey sort of thing, or is there a big interest in jazz, do you think, in Ireland?
Well, I think jazz is kind of at the centre of a lot of music styles. People might not realise that. So it's a bit more of a struggle than, say, in some European countries where there's a lot of support and interest, like up in Scandinavia, where we're going for the 12 Points Festival. They have a huge jazz scene, and they're given a lot of support, and, you know, people, young people as well as older people, are into it. In Ireland, there's a bit of an idea of, people have a bit of a fixed idea of what jazz is, and they might see it as something that isn't for them often. So we spend a lot of time trying to open people's minds, really, to all the different aspects of it. And like with them, with jazz, we'd have a lot of bands doing, you know, from kind of this straight ahead kind of traditional jazz to kind of, you know, electronic tinged jazz, or, you know, fusing traditional music with jazz elements. So it's kind of a very broad genre, from your easy listening kind of Sunday afternoon stuff to like what's known as free jazz, which is sort of what people find very overwhelming because it doesn't seem to have any rhythm or beat. It's, you know, it's a bit mad. But there's lots, so much in between as well. So I think that's the thing, we try to just present a wide variety so people will get an idea of all the different styles of music that could be within one name of jazz, really. So
absolutely fantastic. Can you give me the website, our listeners, the website again, please?
Yeah, sure. So if they look up www.improvisedmusic.ie or search for us on Facebook or Twitter, just Improvised Music Dublin, you should be able to get all our event listing on what's coming up. And that's it, basically.
Absolutely fantastic. What do you think of that, John?
It sounds great. It sounds like there's a great mixture of different types of music. Really, as usual, very, very interesting.
Oh, it's very interesting because, I mean, I've had some of these guys' CDs over the years, John, and it's very unusual music, and I love it to bits. It's great. It's very alternative. It's not what you think jazz music will be at all in some instances, and as Aoife says, then in other instances, it's very traditional. Well, look, Aoife, thanks very much for being on the show, and we'll be talking to you again.
Okay, thanks very much, Barbara. Have a good day.
Okay, and you too. Over to you, John.
Okay, thank you, Barbara, and thank you to Aoife as well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.